Unless the weather cleared dramatically, there was little hope of reassembling the scattered pack in anything less than half an hour. And with hounds this green, it could be days, even weeks. He shook his head and chuckled as he thought of Ewan, so proud of his new hounds earlier in the week. He knew that the old marcher lord would have a lot to say about this morning's performance. But however much he might make excuses, Brian was afraid Ewan deserved all the teasing he was certain to get in the weeks to come. A Duke of Claiborne should have known better than to bring such puppies out in the field this early in the season. The poor pups have probably never even seen a deer. The sound of closer hoofbeats reached Brian's ears, and he turned in the saddle to see who was approaching. At length, a young rider in scarlet silks and leathers emerged from the fog and urged his bay gelding up the hill. Brian watched with pride as the boy slowed his mount to a walk and reined in at his father's side.
"Lord Ewan says it will be a while, sire,"
the boy reported, his eyes sparkling with the excitement of the chase.
"The hounds flushed some rabbits."
"Rabbits?" Brian laughed out loud. "You mean to tell me that after all this boasting we've had to endure for the past week, Ewan's going to make us sit here and freeze while he rounds up his puppy dogs?"
"So it appears, sire,"
Kelson grinned.
"But if it's any consolation, everyone in the hunt feels exactly the same way."
"He has his mother's smile," Brian thought fondly. "But the eyes, the hair, are mine.
He seems so young, though.
Can it really be nearly 14 years? Ah, Kelson, if I could only spare you what lies ahead." Brian dismissed the thought with a smile and a shake of the head. "Well, as long as everybody else is miserable, I suppose I feel a bit better." He yawned and stretched, then relaxed in the saddle. The polished leather creaked as his weight shifted, and Brian sighed. "Ah, if Morgan were only here. Fog or no fog, I think he could charm the deer right to the city gates if he chose."
"Really?"
Kelson asked. "Well, perhaps not quite that close," Brian conceded, "but he has a way with animals and other things." The king grew suddenly distant, and he toyed absently with the riding crop in his gloved hand. Kelson caught the change of mood, and after a studied pause, he moved his horse closer to the older man. His father hadn't been entirely open about Morgan in the past few weeks, and the absence of conversation about the young general had been keenly felt. Perhaps this was the time to pursue the matter. He decided to be blunt.
"Sire, forgive me if I speak out of turn, but why haven't you recalled Morgan from the border marches?"
Brian felt himself go tense, forced himself to conceal his surprise.
How had the boy known that?
Morgan's whereabouts had been a closely guarded secret for nearly 2 months now. Not even the council knew just where he was or why. He must tread softly until he could ascertain just how much the boy knew. "Why do you ask, son?"
"I don't mean to pry, sire," the boy replied. "I'm certain you have reasons even the council isn't aware of. I've missed him, though, and I think you have, too." Kadasa, the boy was perceptive. It was as though he'd read the unspoken thoughts.
If he was to avoid the Morgan question, he would have to steer Kelson away from the subject quickly. Brian permitted himself a wan smile. "Thanks for your vote of confidence. I'm afraid you and I are among the few who've missed him, however. I'm sure you're aware of the rumors afoot in the past weeks."
"That Morgan is out to depose you?"
Kelson replied guardedly.
"You don't really believe that, do you? And that isn't the reason he's still at Cardosa, either."
Brian studied the boy out of the corner of his eye, his crop tapping lightly against his right boot where Kelson couldn't see it.
Cardosa, even.
The boy certainly had a good source of information, whatever it was. And he was persistent, too. He had deliberately turned the conversation back to Morgan's absence, despite his father's efforts to avoid the issue. Perhaps he'd misjudged the boy. He tended to forget that Kelson was nearly 14, of legal age. Brian himself had been only a few years older when he came to the throne. He decided to release a bit of concrete information and see how the boy would react. "No, it isn't. I can't go into too much detail right now, son. But there is a major crisis brewing at Cardosa, and Morgan is keeping